Good morning. We are continuing Chayot Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Kal Chavav Chav Zayin, and we're starting Simen Vav. Simen Vav deals with a case where a person is doing something which the action is actually mutter, but there's a gzera you might come to make a kesher shakayama. And therefore, Chazal answered this action due to the gzera, the possibility of a person making that mistake. So the example which is given over here is a person has mitzvahs in his shoes, a person has shoelaces. So shoelaces, it's not an issue, but let's say a person has a drawstring and a hood, hoodie and a sweatshirt, or inside of a coat. If a person has a parka, which has a drawstring inside, a person has drawstrings at the end of a pair of, end of a shirt, a blouse, and the rope which is inside, the cord which is inside came out. So the person wants to put it back in, but they don't want it to come out again. So the normal thing to do is to knot one end, put a knot at the end of the cord. This way the cord won't pull out again because the knot will block it from going through the hole. Tying one knot at the end of a cord, we said already, has been a kesher uman and a kesher shakayama. So am I allowed to return the cord into the channel inside of the coat or inside of the blouse or inside of the sweatshirt? Knowing this possibility, the person might come to do that. So did they answer that or not? So they're talking about the straps, which are an integral part of the shoe, not the shoelaces. We mentioned this a day before. It's talking about, it came out in a way that the derech was to tie a knot at the end of the cord. So also, you can't put it back in because there's a gzera, you might come to tie that knot, which is going to be usher. That's a kesher shakayama. It's a kesher which is very effective and lasts for a long period of time. So the person has intent to leave it there. The person physically, it could last. That would be a kesher deraisa. There's a gzera derabanan that you might come to do that. Now, mikol shkein ben nolam chadoshim umiktosaim dosel haktes mitzuas asoichen filosh beloy kesher shakayama tavi masakin mana. Furthermore, if you're talking about a case where it's the first time putting in these mitzuas, the shoes need new straps, and you would thread the straps into the shoe, however that looks exactly. So even without tying it down, a kesher shakayama person ties a knot, which will not last. The person the cord came out and decides to replace it with a new cord, or it's the first time putting a cord into the garment. The first time the person didn't tie any knots, but the act of adding the cord is considered a form of makav patish. The kli is not complete without having this drawstring. So adding the drawstring or adding the straps to the shoe is a tikkun mona, is considered in some way fixing, correcting, bettering the kli. So the problem is going to be, independent of any gzera, this is going to be a problem intrinsically. So if a person's shoelaces, a person bought a pair of shoes and the shoelaces had not been inserted yet, a person is not allowed to insert the shoelaces on Shabbos, even though he's not going to make any knots. The derech is not to knot it, but that itself, that you're adding the shoelaces to the shoe, which is going to stay there, is considered a ma'isa makav patish. If the shoelaces came out, you want to return them back into the shoe, that's not considered a significant act, and that's going to be mutter. However, replacing it with new shoelaces is a problem, because there again, we're having the person is doing a tikkun, changing the kli in a significant way by adding these new shoelaces. That's going to be a problem. So now this issue over here that we're talking about, the derech is to make a knot. What about a case where the derech is to make a bow? We spoke about the idea that a bow is really a knot with a bow on top to keep it intact. So the Chayyam is going to talk about later on that a bow in and of itself is not considered a kesher, but the kesher underneath is, and the bow is going to keep that kesher in place. So now the kesher becomes a kesher which has a kiyum to it. If it's something that the derech has to leave it there permanently, so a person makes a ties on their shoes, a one knotting and then a bow on top. Refer to the loch as kesher, a nival gabi kesher, a bow on top of a knot. The derech is you take it out. But let's say the person has a decorative ribbon on their clothing. A girl has a decorative ribbon on her blouse, and it came undone. The derech is to leave that there. So in that situation, even though what you're tying is technically a bow on top of a knot, but that's considered a kesher shakayama, and one cannot do so. Furthermore, even the person something the derech is not to make a knot, the chadam has another concern of tircha involved in cases where it's a very tedious act of getting the cord through the channel. So that itself is problematic. So we have three reasons over here that we're talking about. One is the concern of the knotting. One is the tikkun mana issue, and one is this tircha issue. So all of those have to be taken into consideration when returning the cord, putting a belt through a belt loop, since it's a very wide insertion. It's not difficult. You don't tie it there. And the derech is it doesn't stay in the pants, so it's not a tikkun mana. We look at the belt as being distinct and separate from the pants. If you have a cloth belt, which is made for this pair of pants, the derech is to leave it there. So that would be considered a tikkun mana issue, like the chayyadim said, even though there's no act of knotting involved. Have a good day.